We're holding the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph on the top. Reb Zeira Cholash. Reb Zeira was ill. Ola Gabi Reb Avo came to visit him. Kabil Ale, he was mekabel on himself. Imitbach, if Reb Zeira is going to get healed, Katina, Imitbach Katina Chorich Shaki. Reb Zeira was called Katina. He was short, he was small. Chorich Shaki, his Shekayim were burnt. The reason why he was called small, Chorich Shaki, first of all, the reason why he was called small, Rashi says in Bamitzia, because in Yerushalmi, Reb Zeira was Reb Zeira with an ayin. In the Bavli, we leave out the ayin. Zeira means small. He was short, so it's called Reb Zeira, is really Reb Zeira. That's actually in Rashi in Bamitzia. Now, Rashi over here says, Kacho yikoyin Reb Zeira, v'taym mefash Bamitzia, v'asechus apoylim. Over there, in asechus apoylim, that same sugyom, pehei, over there, Rashi says, the Gemara explains, that he fasted 100 taniyos. In order to Eish of Gehenna should not be shirlet on him. And in order to test himself, every 30 days he used to go into an oven and sit there and see if the Eish is shirlet on him. And it wasn't shirlet. But the Chachomim had a Nosnu Chachomim Be'eneim, like an Ein Hara, so to speak. And then one time, but in Nosnu Eneim, so Nichachu Shukov. And that's why it's called Imitbach Katina Chorich Shaki. If we will get healed, Katina. Katina means Zeira, Zeira. Chorich Shaki, the one that had burned Shekayim. Avidni Yomitav Rabbonon, I'll make a Yomtu for the Chachomim. A Suda's Mitzvah. Zog the Mora Itbach, Reb Zeira was healed. Ovat Suda, Selekul Rabbonon. He made a Suda for all the Rabbonon. So first of all, Mekamedaik Zayin, he said he's going to make a Suda for the Rabbonon. And then the Gemara says, when he was healed, he made a Suda for all the Rabbonon. Well, suddenly he made a much bigger Suda. From a small Suda, he made a ganze banquet. So either Mekanzogan, some say, is because Emma Ma'at V'aseh Habei. You say a little, but Lemaise you do a lot. That's one pshat. I once wanted to shtel tzu, I see in the Sadeh Magmar, I wrote, Ayin Gemara Le'el, where it says, Tekev L'tamat Chochem Brocha V'doik, meaning, the Gemara we learned earlier is we learned numerous things. Takeif l'smicha shchita. Takeif l'tamat chacham bracha. When you mahana tamat chacham, then right away you zecher to a bracha. You get ashiris. So over here also, he was takeif l'tamat chacham, meaning he went and he was made to be a Reb Zeira. He was made to be davened for him. He's going to give a suda for him, a small banquet. But takeif l'tamat chacham bracha. So he was able to make a suda for everyone. L'kul rabbonon. Zog demal kimot l'mishri when it was time to what's it called? Rashi Shirusa. Lifrei sep the birchas hamoitzi. And when it was time to eat the bread, Omalele Reb Zeira. So Reb Avo told Reb Zeira, Lishlon Mar. You, I'm a chabad you mit hamoitzi. Omalele sovele mar lehoder beyechanon. The Oma Balabais Betzea. So Reb Zeira turned to Reb Avo and said, don't you hold the Reb Yechanon that says Balabais is the one that Betzea the pass? Balabais is the one that Betzea the pass. Zogti Gemara. And the reason why there was a tzad that he wanted mechabed Reb Zeira because Reb Zeira was like the Balabais. It was the suda for him. It was because he got healed, so he's like the Balabais. But really, the halach is Balabais Reb Zeira. Zog the mother, shoraluhu. So Reb Avo was the Balabais was the pass. Kimot, and the reason why the Balabais Reb Zeira it's halach in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Zayin is because he's Reb Zeira b'ayin yofa. He gives, Gemara is soon going to say, but say Ba'an Yofa. Now, the din of Balabais over there in the Mishaburim Kuz Samach Zayin Taka says that Balabais is the Bala Suda, meaning whoever owns the Suda, paid for the Suda. If it's punked in someone's house, that doesn't make him the Balabais. The Balabais is the Bala Suda. Oh. Zog the Gemara. Shoraluhu, Serbavo was Betzeh the Pas, Kimot Levruch, when he came to the bench, Omalei, so he told him, Nivichlon Mar, so he's Mechabed Reb Zeira to bench. Amalei, so Reb Zeira told him again, the one that was Betzea the pass, he's the one that's Mevorech. Now the reason why he's called Rav Huna min Bovel, Rashi says, because it's really the regular Rav Huna. Han Rav Huna stoma. Since Reb Zeira now was an Eitz Sol, he left Bovel. Since he was Oilem mi Bovel, so he called Rav Huna from Bovel. Yen Rav Huna from Bovel. But really, it's the Rav Huna that we have in Shas. Zog the Gemara. So don't you hold the Rav Huna that says that Betzeh is Mevorech? Zog the Gemara. V'iu k'man svirale. And what was his tzad that he wanted to give it to Reb Zeira? ביוקמן סבירלי, כי הודם רב יחנון, משום רב שם בן יחוי, בעל הבאי זה תקו בית סייע, that תק is correct, so יש גבי עין יופה, but בוי ריח is מבורך, the guest is one that makes the ברכס המוזן, and it's a procedure, על הקויס, and he makes the ברכס הבעל הבאי, he is the מבורך, why? בעל הבאי זה בית סייע, כדי שיבצה בעין יופה, so יש בית סייע בעין יופה, and that's הלוך in שולחן אורך, they should give a kazayis to all the מסובים, that's called the עין יופה, שתית נבח, בהדין, קוף סמר זין, ואורח מבורך, why is the ריח the one that's מבורך? כדי שיבורך בעל הבית, so he should be able to give the ברכה to the בעל הבית. The ברכה to the בעל הבית, זה ברכס הבית. As a matter of fact, some Yishayim say, ואוכלתו וסובותו, ובירכתו, את השם הלקחו, אס is the rabbi's bala bayis. Really, it's going on the Eibishter, of course. V'chalto v'svoto v'rachto es shem lekecho. U'v'rachto es, that the reach is mevorech the bala bayis after the suda. Zog the Gemara, my mevorech, what's the bracha that you make? Yirotzen shlo yevoish bala bayis bo'ilam hazeh, v'lo yikolim lo'ilam habo. Yevoish is the lashon of busha bo'ilam hazeh. And that means that a person is an oni, so he has to come on to other people, that's a busha in olam hazeh. Lo yikolim lo'ilam habo is that he shouldn't have a greater dag of busha, which is klima, which is the olam habo, because of your averis. Now, what's pshat in the averis? What's it connected? Either because when a person is so poor, so he'll end up maybe stealing, so then he should be, the bracha is that lo yevish olam hazeh, and it shouldn't cause him lo yikolim lo'ilam habo. And even if he becomes rich, meaning his tefillas of lo yevish olam hazeh should be answered, then you have to be careful not to do averis because a person is rich. Sometimes a person of his ashiras, he doesn't use his money wisely and he does all types of things that are incorrect. So the main thing is, lo yevish bo'ilam hazeh, and lo yikolim lo'ilam haba, either because of anias or ashiras, either or, it's connected, and that's the bracha you give him. And he's added on additional brachas. Some take this out, the Gilsit, and Shukhanoch don't say Nuchasenu, Mutzachim Kaim La'il, Val Yeshot Sodloi Masi Yodov, Vole Masi Yodainu, Vais Da Kel, it shouldn't be, or is Da Cake, it shouldn't be connected, Loilophonov, Loilophonenu, Shumdvar, Hiru Chait, Vavera, even a Hiru Chait, even thinking about a Chait, Vavera, Vavoin, Me'atavad Oilom. Today it's printed in all the benches, they print the Yirotzen, after Yechasenu. Amol, I remember when I was a child, 40 years ago, my father, every time there was a guest in the house, and that's what my grandfather used to, took out the Gemara Brochas, Daf Memvov, by benching, Alakois, he said, read this Brocha. Today it's printed, but Amol, it wasn't printed. Wow. Now what's the reason Amol people didn't say it? So I saw some of Malamed Schuz, because in the Middle Ages, Yidden in Europe couldn't own land, so there was no ownership of Karka. So in the Chaz, in the Chaseinu, maybe, I'll go upon him, Medina de Gemara, today, Baruch Hashem, it's printed, everyone says it. Bezoklas. Now, a few halachas that are relevant, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Aleph, it says that if the Baal HaBayis wants to be moichel on the bracha and take the benching for himself, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. Some people have a minig by the Seder, the Baal HaBayis that fears the Seder, he does the Birchas HaMozen also. So he can be mevata on the Birchas HaBayis because it's the bracha for him. In addition, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't have to be a guest be'etzim to make the Yirotzen. Anyone that's Tzemech HaShulchan Oviv, anyone that's on the Mesubim by his Shulchan, can also make the bracha.
It doesn't specifically have to be in a Reach, a guest, and as I stated in Morgan Avraham also.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Ad heichon Birchas HaZimun. Until where is Birchas HaZimun? We know Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech. Yishem HaShem Mevorech. Where does Birchas HaZimun end? Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman Nomar, Ad Nevorech.
Meaning, Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech. That is Birchas HaZimun. Rabbi Yisrael Vilim Benshin. Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech.
V'Rav Sheishas Omar, Ad Hazon, until Hazon is a coil, the first bracha of Birchas HaMozen. Hazon is Olam Kuloi B'Tuvoi, until Birchas Hazon.
That's part of Zimun.
Zog the Gemara, Neime Ketanoi, this is a machloikis Tanoim, the Toni Chado, Birchas HaMozen, Ishnaim, Vishloisho. Birchas HaMozen, we'll see soon this Gemara, Halt Cheshbin in the Gemara says as follows. Birchas HaMozen is either Shnaim or Shloisho. Betanya Yiduch, another bride says, Shloisha Varbo. That means either it's two or three brachas. Birchas HaMozen, we know Birchas HaMozen is three brachas and four is Hatoiva Meite, which is the Beitar Tiknu, because Aruge Beitar Bolikvura. But we know it's three Midaraisa. But Akobar Menada Gemara says, the bride says, either Birchas HaMozen is two or three, and another bride says it's three or four. Now the Gemara explains as follows. Sovrua de Kuli Alma, Hatoiva Meite Vlad Deraisa. Hatoiva Meite is out of the equation. Hatoiva Meite is not Deraisa. We're talking about the Raisa Dik Birchas HaMozen. So my love, what's the machloikas? What's the machloikas if it's two or three or if it's three or four, b'hokam miflegi. This machlekes that we have, Rav Nachman that says birchas hazimun is until ad nevorech, and Rav Sheshet that says it all the way till hazon is totally in these two braises. Why? Man the omar shtayim v'sholosh. The man that says that birchas hamozen is either two or three kosova ad hazon. That means as follows. Kosova ad hazon. Rashi explains as follows. Birchas hazimun is ad hazon. Ukshem shnayim ein oimim ela birchas ha'oretz u'boinu shlayim. That means, when do you say Birchas HaZimun? When you have three. If you have two people, you start benching from the second bracha what we have. You don't say the first bracha. Since Zimun is all the way until Hazon, so then where does benching start from when you only have two people? So then benching would start from Neudelcho. That's the major Chiddush. The Mandom that says Birchas HaZon, Es HaOilim is all part of Zimun. That's if you have three. If you don't have three, you start from Birchas Oretz. Noidelcha. From there starts Birchas Amozen. As Rashi learns the sugya, Toys is going to argue. So Kaponim. So that's why it's Shayach that it's two or three. Why? So Mando Meshtaim Shalok Sova Adazon. Since Birchas Azim is Adazon. So the reason why it's sometimes it's two, that means
if you do not have a Zimun of three people, then it's only two brochas.
Why? Noidelcha and Rachim. That's Rachim is by new slime. So, if there's no zimun, you only have two. Noidelcha is one bracha of and rachem, which is b'nei Yerushalayim. So you only have two. And the mando masholish means when you have a zimun. When you have a zimun, you have three brachas from Raboisai until hazon is a koil is one, two is noida, and three is rachem b'nei Yerushalayim. So mando amashtayim v'sholosh sova ad hazon. Umando amashtolosh v'arba, the one that says three or four, is ad nevorech. That's Rav Nachman Shita, that birchas hazimun is until nevorech. So that means, it's only the rabbi sa nevorech is the zimun, and birchas hamozen starts from, even if you don't have a zimun, you start from where we start from the first bracha, and birchas hazon. Hazon is one, noide is two, and the three is b'nei Yerushalayim. So you have Hazon is one, Noide is two, and B'nei Yerushalayim is three. That's if you don't have a Zimun. And if you have a Zimun, then you have the Bracha of Rabbi Yisai too. Until Birchas Hazon. Until Nevorech, I mean. So Mando Masholosh Arba, Kosova and Nevorech. That means, when do you have three, when you don't have a Zimun? Like we have regular benching, three brachas before Atoyva Meitav to B'nei Yerushalayim. And when do you have four? When you have a Zimun. Because the first one is also called the bracha. Rabbi Yisrael Baruch is also called the bracha. So that's Shaykh. So we understand the machloikus of Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman to where Birchas HaZimun ends is the machloikus in the Braisa. Sometimes it's two, three, or sometimes it's three, four. Depends if you have a Zimun of three people or not. Do you start from Noide Lecha or do you start from Hazon Es Ha'olam? Zog the Gemara loy. Now Tosfos is going to argue on this. We'll see in a second that it doesn't make sense. That means according to this, midaraisa, you only start from noy delcha. You have no zimun. We don't physical like that. That's what's been Benny Rice. Not like that. Zog the Gemara weiter. Loy, this is not the pshat. Rav Nachman tells Tamei. Rav Nachman can explain both brises. Even Rav Nachman that says that zimun is until nevorech, he can explain both brises. Not just the brise. He can explain the brise of 2-3 also. Rav Sheshes Metaz Tameh, he can explain the brice of 3-4 also, as follows. Rav Nachman Metaz Tameh, the Kulei Alma Ad Nevorech. Really, Birchas HaZimun is only till Nevorech. So, Mando Masholosh Arba, the man that said 3-4 is Shaper. Why? Because since it finishes by Nevorech, Birchas HaZimun, so it's either 3 or 4. If you have a Zimun, then it's 4. Ad Nevorech is 1. Hazon is 2. Noide is 3. And B'nei Yerushalayim is 4. And if you don't have a Zimun, it's 3. Like we have. 3 Doraisa. So it's up here. Umando Amash Taim Visholosh. How do you explain Taim Visholosh? If Birchas Zimun finished already by Nevorech. Omaloch, Hoch Birchas Poilim Askinon. We're talking about the Birchas Poilim. The Poilim have to put together the last two in one. The Omar Mar Perseach Bazon. You start with Hazon. V'koilel B'nei Yerushalayim B'Birchas Oretz. And when he says B'Birchas Oretz, when he says Noid L'cha, he puts in Rachem together with Noid L'cha. He puts it as one bracha. Because they have to go back to work. Every second counts. So Memela, it's Taka 2 and 3. If you have a Zimun, it's 3. If you don't have a Zimun, it's 2. He combines Rachem with Noid L'cha. So that's how Rav Nachman is going to answer the Shtosa. He can coincide with both brises. And Rav Sheshes also can coincide with both brises. Rav Sheshes that says that Birchas Hazimun is all the way until Hazon. Why? Rav Sheshes Mitaz Tamei, the Kulei Amad Hazon. Everyone agrees, side of brise of 2-3, side of brise of 3-4 holds that Zimun is still Hazon. Mando, Mashtayim, Bisholoi, Shapir. That makes a lot of sense. Because if it's still Hazon, so it's either 2 or 3. Either you start from Noi Delucho without a Zimun, or you start from the beginning. Until Hazon, that's part of the Zimun. That's good. That was never schwer. Umando, Mashtayim, Shvahar, but how do you explain 3-4? Tokmo Kosova, Hatoiva made of the Raisehi. He holds Hatoiva made of the Raisa. So if it's a Raisa, so it's part of the Cheshman of 3-4. That's part of the brise. Now, the stark arrived from this Gemara that we're only counting the Doraisas. We're counting the Doraisas. We're counting Birchas Hazimun as one, Noida as two, or Hazon as two, and then Boidu Yushlaim at three, and then Hatoiva Meitiv, if it's a Raisa, it's another one. That's his Cheshbon, right? There's a Mandom Hatoiva Meitiv Raisa, but there's a stark arrived in this Gemara that Birchas Hazimun is the Raisa. We started off the beginning of the parak, and we said as a machloikas in the poiskim, the primogodim says that it's rabbonon, the tour brings from the raivid and the levush that it's a raisa. Here it's a perish gemara. The gemara says you're counting the deraisas, and the tzad that made the deraisa, so you counted the raisa including the birchas hazimun. So we see it's a klor raya, birchas hazimun, deraisa. You have to know how to miyash with the other poiskim this gemara. Zok the gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Teidal, when you approve that Atoiva made of his Lav the Raisa. Not like we just said now. It's not the Raisa. Why? Shrei Poilim Oikimoiso. The Poilim do not say Hatoiva Meitiv. If it's the Raisa, there's no shortcuts in Hatoiva. You don't leave out. You don't omit Hatoiva Meitiv. Must be. It's not the Raisa. Atkan the Sugya, according to Rashi, which is a Mechudish way of learning, that Rashi learns Birchas HaZimun is all the way until the end of Hazon, according to Rav Sheshes. Tosis has a few kashs on that. He says, how could it be that Birchas Hazon is the Raisa, so how should the Yochid leave it out? The Yochid omits Birchas Hazon, the first bracha, and Maisim B'chol Yoyim, he's Mavarach Shalosh Brachas. Zok Tois is Lochen Yishlefarish, it's going on the Sugya before. We had a Sugya earlier that said if you have three people that are eating together, and a Yochid, and two of them, Echot Mafsik L'Shnaim, that means two of them are ready to go to finish the meal, so one has to stop his meal. He has to stop. Two don't wait for one, but one has to wait for two if they're ready. So till when do you have to wait till you can resume your meal again? You have to wait till the end of Hazones HaKoil. You stopped and you listened to the Zimun. And now, like we do, Taka, people that, you know, they have to leave in the Malvasuda, they say, let me bench, Rabbi Sanevarech. So then the person that's Mitzarev waits to continue eating until the end of Hazon. That is the Sugya. Until the, where does he have to stop? Does he have to stop by the end of Nevarech or the end of Hazon? From then he can continue eating. It's not the pshat, the birchas hazon is only part of zimun, and there's no zimun, you don't see hazon. Of course you see hazon by yochid also. That's Tosis, he argues on Rashi. Then the next Tosis also likewise learns that Shloisha Va'arba means not like Rashi either. Meaning, because the same kash is again, Yochid is not potter from Birchas Hazon. How could it be? It's the Raisa. So Tosis learns, B'Shem the Rif, it's going on three or four, is going on people. If you're splitting the Birchas Hamozen, that means one person is a Baki in Hazon Es Olam, the other one is a Baki in Birchas Noida, the other one is a Baki in Bein Yushlaim. So each one can say their part that they're Baki in to be Moitzi the Eine Bekiim. Lochen ihre Pirush of Alphas, the Koya Bne Odom, Wachikoma. Bircha Zimun Beschneim, Beschleusche Bne Odom, Hechosch Kol Echot, Eni Odea, Kim Brocha Achas. Lemando Meschneim, Beschleusche Kosova, Adazon, Klemme Bircha Zimun Adazon, Shemavarach Adesoif Azon, the Kule Brocha Achas. You can't split. You can't do one Brocha in half. I'm only a Bucky in half of the Brocha. So, too weird, you have to be a Bucky to be able to do Zimun. Till Hazon, or till Nevorech. The Nafkamina is, if you're going to be splitting, then make sure you do your Chelik all the way because it's one Brocha. That's the sugya according to Tosis, and that's the shloisha b'yodom. So then Tosis says, "Echad mevorech ad hazon, v'sheni noid l'cho, v'shlishi ad boine, aval chatzoyin ein levorech, im echad ein yodei kim achatzi abrocha." This is a big nafkamina l'alocha. To be alocha brings this. A person that's not a baki in benching, he doesn't know how to bench, he can't be mechabrim for birchas hazimun. Because if he's going to say birchas hazon, he's going to say rabbi sin levorech, and we hold that birchas hazimun goes to lazon, if he can't bench, then don't be mechaber him to bench. don't limb bechaber. Oh, you just said Rabbi Yisai. Those four words you can say. No, no, you can't say Rabbi Yisai Nevarech if you can't say to Lazon Zakoil. So it goes together. You can't be Dula Chatzoyin. That's the Psharat Ahechen, the amount of people that you can't split. In addition, the Achoyin Mamedaik from this Tosis, that Shemea Koine doesn't work only on a half a bracha. If you're going to a Shemea Koine, it has to be the whole bracha. It can't be Chatzi Bishmiya and Chatzi Bamira. So the Mezamin has to know the whole Zimun until the Birchas Hazon. Can't just say part and someone else and the rest, the other part, the Shemea will say himself. Fregen d'achroinim, on the tzad in Noshem Achayvim Birchas in the Reise, they should be able to be Moitzi men. I, Bris and Torah, the Shemea has to say himself. I, L'chor, that's Chatzi Bishmiya and Chatzi Bamira, because I'm listening to the woman to be Moitzi me, and I'm saying myself, Bris and Torah. Zok the stipler is a big difference. Over there, the woman is saying the ganze bracha. It's not a chatzi bracha. Then it's not a chisson for you to insert Bris HaTorah. Mashenkin in our Toysa with a mezamen only knows half. Then it's a chisson in chatzi bashmir, chatzi bamira. Zok the more weiter. Om Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Malta mishmei derav. Teda. I'll bring you another proof. That Toiva made of love the Raisa. The first proof you just brought because the poilim are oiker. If the poilim are oiker, it can't be the Raisa. You don't omit the Raisa because you have to go to work. Teda, I'll bring you another guy that Toiva made of is not the Raisa. Sharei poiseach bebaruch, vene choysen bebaruch. It starts with baruch, and it doesn't end with baruch. Now, what does that mean? Because something that smucha lechaverta is not supposed to start with baruch. A brocha smucha lechaverta doesn't start with baruch. Now, if you look in the brocha v'atoyva ha-meitiv, it starts off after Boinu Shlaim, baruch ato Hashem lekenem el cholom. Kelavina malkina adreini barenu. That's Birchas HaToyva HaMeitiv. HaToyva HaMeitiv HaKol Shebchol Yom V'Yom. Tolai Chasreinu. Why does it start with Baruch? It's Somuch L'Boyne Yerushalayim. So it must be that it's a separate entity. It wasn't even meant to be there. It was put in there later, after Arugei Beitar. That's when they put it in. So we see it's not the Raisa. That's going to be the Gemara's Raya. Zog Demora, it starts with Baruch and that Choysim Baruch. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Kol ha-baruch, kulam pesach ben ba-baruch, it starts with baruch, v'choysim ba-baruch. And it finishes with baruch. Chutz, there's exceptions. Not all exceptions, but one of the main exceptions. Birchas ha-peres, it doesn't end with baruch, it just starts with baruch. U-birchas ha-mitzvahs, it just starts with baruch. U-birchas, baruch ha-smuch al-chaveto, it just ends with baruch. It doesn't start with baruch. U-baruch ha-achoyna, shebe-kriyashma, emes ve-muna, emes ve-yatsiv, they end with baruch, but they don't start with baruch. So yesh men shepesach men b'baruch. There are those that start with baruch. Ve'ena choysim b'baruch. They don't finish with baruch. Like we said, the short brachas of birchas aperes, birchas amitzus. Ve'yesh mehen daf men vova mit beis shechoysim b'baruch. They finish with baruch. Ve'ena pesach b'baruch. But they don't start with baruch. They finish with baruch, but they don't start with baruch. That's like a smucha lechaverta. So So what's the lomdus in smuch lechaverta? Rashi says sharei kvar posach bebroch rishoina. Since it's smuch lechaverta, so you already have the beginning of the baruch, the psicha with the smuch lechaverta's beginning. Others learned that Tosis and Pesachim learns that other rishoina Tosis and Pesachim Kuvdala learns that the chsima of the previous brocha is like the psicha of this smuch lechaverta brocha. Meaning, let's take a lekai neshama. We know a lekai neshama is smucha to Asher Yotzar. It's supposed to be smucha lechaveto. So that's why we don't start with baruch. So what's the pshat in Alekai Neshama? Where's the beginning of bracha of Alekai Neshama? According to Rashi, it's baruch Asher Yotzar Sa'odom. The beginning of the bracha Rishoina is the psicha of this bracha of Alekai Neshama. According to Tosfos Pesachim, it's baruch Hashem roifei chol basu mafi la'asos Alekai Neshama. The roifei chol basu, the soif of the previous bracha, is like the beginning of this bracha. So I'll compare him. Yesh men shechoysim boch in a pesach boch. Va'toyva meitiv is pesach boch. It starts with boch. The einoy choysim boch and doesn't finish with boch. Toyva meitiv, you finish aichasen. You don't finish with boch. Michlal de boch mafriatzmahi. So it's a right. It's a boch mafriatzma. Boch mafriatzma means that it was inserted only later. So we see clearly it's not the raisa. Because if it's the raisa, then boch asmuch lechaveto would not be pesach boch. Why is it pesach boch? Must be it's a bracha b'fnei atzmo. Now, so why is the taka not choysim b'baruch? The reason not choysim b'baruch is because it's really Tosfos says it's kasha. Is because it's a bracha k'tzora. It's a bracha k'tzora, so it really ended up being long because they inserted in there gimel gemulois v'gimel toivois uheitiv umeitiv yetiv ugmalanu ugmalenu ugmalenu. So that's end up being long, but really it's really a bracha k'tzora, and that's why it doesn't end with baruch again. Now the truth is, there's a maisa my ancestor, Reb Leibel Chosid, from the Talmidei HaGro. Today we say Omen after Ali Chasreinu, but before the Goyin said to say Omen, it wasn't common to say Omen after Ali Chasreinu, because after all, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Ali Chasreinu. The Baruch is only in the beginning. Okay, Levinu Malkein Adreinu. What happened was, there was a Maisi, he left his shtot in Slonim, the Leibel Chosid, and he went to visit the Goyin to speak to him about a shidduch for his daughter. So it was a travel, a two-day travel. He finally came to the Goyin's house, and the Goyin was in the middle of a Suda. And he watched, he was eating the Suda, and when he benched, he saw they came by the end of the Suda, he benched, he said, Ali Chasreinu, and the Bnei Bayis answered, Amen. So he turned right around. He didn't go to the Goyin to speak to him about the shidduch that he traveled for 3 days to discuss the shidduch. He turned around. He came home. The family said, "Vosamit the shidduch. What happened? What did the Goyin, the Rebbe say? What did the Goyin say?" He said, "Loma vashen shnel." They went to wash. They washed. Essen kazayis. Let's bench. They benched, and then he benched Ali Chasreinu, and he motioned him to answer Omen. That's what he learned from the Rebbe. That's what he learned from the Goyin. The Ali Chasreinu, the Omen from Ali Chasreinu. Today,
he left because he heard this Maaseh Rav. And he wanted to go home right away to fear around this new Maaseh Rav to answer Omen after Ali Chasreinu. Al-Kaponim, so we come out in this Gemara, it comes out that we see clearly that the Bruch of Atoiva Meitiv is not the Raisa from the fact that it's Pesach Bebaruch. So we see it's out of place because it should not have been Pesach Bebaruch since it's really Somach Lechavito. Oh, so let's see, there's the Yesodistic Toys over here in Omer Aleph, the bottom, where Toys go through all the Bruchas, the Birchas HaShachar. Zok Toys. The Gemara said, "Kol habrachas kulam parsach baruch." All brachas start with baruch, the choisim is baruch, and they end with baruch. Chutz, there are exceptions: birchas haperes, ubirchas hamitzvahs, ubrachas mucha lechavetah doesn't start with baruch, ubrachas achoynes shebekriyishma. So then Tosfos says as follows: "V'holachos seder haseder, birchas asher yotzar enes mucha metil sidayim. Birchas asher yotzar is independent. Many times it's not samach to something else, so that's why it starts with baruch. The netilas shaycha b'loy asher yotzar, v'havpam oimro levado." Elikai neshama, why does Elikai neshama not start with Baruch? Amen epesechs beBaruch. The ain't a smuch l'ashiyotza. It's not necessarily smuch l'ashiyotza. We said that you should try to say Elikai neshama next to ashiyotza, so it's smuch l'chaveta, so it's not pesech beBaruch. But Tais says that it's not always smuch l'ashiyotza. Kugonim loy bomen anekovim diyadav teheres, and tzoch l'birchas ashiyotza, v'tzoch loy. So what's the reason it's not, it doesn't start with the Baruch? Hoil ve'ein be'el hoido ba'almo. That's the reason. A new yesod. Since it's not really a bracha, it's only hoidah. So ain't a pesach is bebaruch. Umikol makom, it still finishes with baruch. Chaysem is bebaruch. Hoil varuk aktas, it's a bit long, so it finishes with baruch. V'chein nami tzach loy megabe atu atchel nivra oilom. V'chol hani. So that, also like was over there. It's a hoidah, but it's finishes with the baruch because it's a shtikal aruka. Then Tais says, what about all the brachas, the birchas hashachar? V'chol ani brachas ketanes, kolachas bracha la'atzma. They're not smucha lechaveto. We might say them in the morning, smucha lechaveto, one after another, ashenos al sechavino, v'chulu v'chulu. But that doesn't make them smucha lechaveto. Really, they're separate brachas that you say when you wake up in the morning at the different occurrences that take place around you. That's in Chabashita especially. That's when you say the Birchas HaShachar. So V'chor Ani Birchas K'damis K'lachas B'ruch L'atzmo K'namunim Ba'almo K'adav Ha'mahalach Avim B'vorach Mitzadei Govar V'chein Kulam. So all the Birchas HaShachar are separate entities. So they're not smucha l'chaveto, so they start with Baruch. V'oid, another reason, Dava K'tzoris Vava K'birchas HaPeres. So K'tzoris also start with Baruch on their own. Yihirotzoin. So what about Yihirotzen Mihi smucha? You say to Yirotzen, Milfonecha Hashem alekeinu v'kev sinu, shtagileinu b'sele secha, v'dabkeinu v'mitzah secha. After Mavishenu, you say Yirotzen. So, it's not smucha. What is it smucha to? Why are you not starting with the Baruch? Zokteisus, v'tzach lehem av Yirotzen, Yirotzen is smucha, it's smucha to the Mavishenu. Oime benetam, she min abrocha, bocha to Hashem Mavishenu, meinus to meafboi. V'tzach lehem av Yirotzen. And for that reason, you have to say V'Yirotzen with the Vov HaMechaber. V'Yirotzen mofenecha Hashem lekeinu, shtagneinu b'soysecho, is a smucha lechaveto av Mavishenu. Fekteisus, what's the connection between this that it's smucha? It has to be the chsima me'ein the psicha. So you're finishing off the chsima. What's that connected to the psicha? And if the psicha is hamavishen me'ein the stumav poyin the smucha lechavetz vi'rotzen. So what is goy mechasam tam lami yisrael connected to mavishena?
So Tosfos beautifully, it is connected. So Chlomim Chizimos Mei Psichot Malekov Yesh Loimar. The Shaper Avim Mei Psicha. It's connected. Somach Lechsima Ma'amavir. The Somach Lechsima Ika V'Tikmalenu Chasodim Toivim. You have V'Tikmalenu Chasodim Toivim Lama Yisrael. So what's that? V'Hani Gmilas Chasodim. Shakolish Baruch Hu Ma'avir Shein Mina Odom. The greatest Gmilas Chesed is the Eibishter. Allows us to sleep every night. Umechadish koicha kedamrin b'medish chadoshim lepkorim. Shu machzah neshama shleima v'shketa beguf. Kashoyse b'tchilo. Af bishoyse ayefo. We were tired, and the Eibishter reawakened us again. V'ainu kein psichoso. That's kein the psicha. So hamavish ein amein apsum me'avapoi is gagoyim lechasonim toivim. V'zikmaleinu chasonim toivim. That's a gemilas chasonim. So they connected. It's a chsima me'ein apsicha, and that's what Tosfos explains. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that connects the Hamavir Sheino to Goyim Chasonim Tovim L'Ami Yisrael. The Yirotzen is Smucha L'Chavito and they connected Me'en HaPsicha. The Goyim in Nimer Noyam, other Yishonim argue, and they say that it's a Brocha B'Fnei Atzmo, it's connected in a different way. It's the Pshat is because the Hamavir Sheino is Nisakin for Rechitzas Ponim. You wash your face. So if you wash your face, so what's the purpose? You wash your face with mevakesh from the Eibishter that he should watch our eyes, that we should be oisik in Torah and not do any averus, and that's what he says, that's the hemshech. Shetagileinu b'sarasecho. V'yirotzim ufanecho shetagileinu b'sarasecho. Our eyes should be meduvik in Torah v'dabkeinu b'mitzvaysecho. V'altvien lo lechet. So it's connected to the mavishena, meaning we're mevakish on the enayim now, that we're mavishena over our enayim, we wash our eyes. So then B'taka said is yirotzim akoponim. That is two shitas in the Bishoinim, and the going goes, that it seems like it's not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but he says this nekuda that he brings in Ibn Noyam. Then Tosfos finishes. The lasik b'tivet Torah, the harav no is one bracha, hakol bracha achasi. So that's if a harav doesn't start with a baruch, and the harav is with a vav. Tzach lema v'harav no with a vav. V'yishtabach is smucha lebaruch shomar. Yishtabach is the gemar of the baruch shomar, which is the psicha. The psuch is in between. So that's why yishtabach doesn't start with the pesach b'baruch because it's smucha lechavito. It's smucha to the baruch. And v'lekach yesh izor shlo l'sap b'neim. You can't talk by Pesukah de Zimra, because it's all one continuation. You start with Baruch Shomar, and Yishtabach is the Gemar, and it's Smucha Lechavito, so it doesn't start with the Baruch of Yishtabach, because it's Smucha Lechavito of the Baruch Shomar. And the Pesukah de Zimra is not a Hefzik. It's not that long to be of a Hefzik. V'alpi sheish Hefzik tuva, Pesukah de Zimra mekom hakoim loim hafzika. It's not called a Hefzik. Uvezeh, you understand also the Baruch Achroina of Kriyashma, because Emes ve'emuno and Emes ve'yatziv is Emes Vemuno and Viyatze Venochen, these are smucha to the what? To the Avarabba. The Broch of Avarabba. I have Kriyashma in between, just like Pesukah de Zimra is not a hefsek between Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach. And Yishtabach doesn't start with Baruch because it's smucha lechavet with Baruch Shomar. And the Pesukah de Zimra is not a hefsek. So too Emes Vemuno doesn't start with Baruch because it's smucha lechavet with the Avarabba. And Kriyashma is not a hefsek. Upsuka Kriyashma le mafsiki. Every time you get an aliyah, you make the bracha of Asher Nosan Lanu after the aliyah. Amay Ptzicha Liftech, why are you starting with Baruch? Hasmucha Lechavito, the Baruch Rishayna. It's samach to the Baruch Rishayna of the aliyah. So Tosfos v'yesh leimar that no, the fisher regilin shloim avachim rak harishon bracha. The original takana was only the first aliyah makes the bracha rishona, and the achron, the last aliyah, makes the bracha achrona after the seven aliyahs. So then, if ikah hefsek gadol ben rishon l'achron, then is indeed a big hefsek. Then it's not considered smucha lechavito with not such a vast amount of a hefsek. Meaning pesukah de zimra is not as long as kriyas haTorah. Kriyas shma is not as long as kriyas haTorah. Kriyas haTorah is longer than that. So then that's considered a hefsek. So then you have to make a new bracha. And that's the bracha we make after the Birchas HaTorah too. The ikah hefsek gadol ben rishon l'achron shuv nit shuv shetiknu shestein l'chol echad ve'echad. So that's why mishum nichnasin, mishum yoytzin, lozoz mekoyim akoponim. That's the seida brachas that Tosfos go through when it's somach lechavito, when it's with the vav hamechaber, when it's a bracha b'fnei atzmo, etc. We stop over here. The top of memvav omed beis.